This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Last night, of course, was the 79th annual Academy Awards here in L.A., a chance for Hollywood's elite to come down from their mansions and finally get the love and adoration they so rarely receive. The environment was a hot topic, by the way. In fact, the ceremony was declared a green event by Leo DiCaprio and Al Gore. This was host Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, because the show is green, the Academy wanted me to recycle some jokes from earlier in my career. So here we go. What about that Gilligan's Island, huh? Is it just me, or did Ginger bring too many clothes for a 3-hour tour?
That was actually, I thought, maybe one of the funnier jokes of the whole night. Some of the jokes that were actually supposed to be funny went over as badly as that joke that was intentionally unfunny. But joining me here in the studio to talk all about last night's festivities is entertainment reporter Disa Philadelphia. Disa, somebody named Burbank interviewing somebody named Philadelphia.
I know. It's almost too good to be true.
It was written in the stars. All right. So you have watched a lot of these things over the years. How did last night's show rate?
I thought it was better than past recent years, mm-hmm. because there at least were some new faces due to the fact that it, as they kept saying but didn't really demonstrate, it was a very international Oscars.
So everybody thought Eddie Murphy was going to win Best Supporting Actor, and everybody except my friend Ben, who on his blog wrote a controversial theory, which turned out to be partly true anyway. He thought that here in L.A. there are maybe 5 zillion billboards for the movie Norbit, where it's just Eddie Murphy in a fat suit laying on Eddie Murphy. He thought that maybe all those billboards was going to lead to him not winning Best Supporting Actor. In fact, he didn't win. Do you think, is that theoretically possible that contributed?
Maybe, because Norbit made so much money in the last few weeks that there was the jealousy factor involved there. But yeah, Eddie Murphy was good in Dreamgirls, but I haven't been completely on the Eddie Murphy bandwagon myself. So,
well, there was one other thing, just a kind of a procedural thing that maybe you can shed light on, knowing more about the Oscars than I do. There was no lectern up there. There was nowhere for them to put the Oscar down. And it seemed like a recurring problem. Alan Arkin had to put the Oscar on the stage. Helen Mirren was like jockeying her purse and the Oscar.
Okay, yeah.
Was that a purposeful thing so that people just wouldn't be comfortable and wouldn't stay up there?
Probably, yes. The word that the producers of the Oscar like to use as, you know, this is what we're going for, they never achieve it, but they always say, oh, we're going for edgy this year. Every year it's edgy. And the idea of just, you know, like that straight mic in the middle of the stage, Aerosmith style, they should have probably tied a scarf on it. I think it was probably edgy to them, but yeah, as you can see.
Well, they might need to rename the Oscars 4 hours of Jack Nicholson reaction shots, okay, because that's usually what it is.
I know.
But this time he was sporting a kind of a unusual haircut for him. What, do you know anything about that?
Yeah,
What's going on?
Filming a Rob Reiner movie, he and Morgan Freeman, where they play cancer sufferers. So that's why the shaved head. But I thought it looked really great. I thought it made him look hip. He should consider keeping it. It's very modern. It's sort of, you know, Jack 21st century Jack.
Sure, Kojak.
Nice.
Okay, so speaking of sort of fashion decisions and personal style, what was the deal with the fashion? Was it good? Was it bad?
Well, it was okay. Chanel was on Rinko Kikuchi.
This was the girl from Babel.
The girl from Babel, the Japanese actress. Yeah. She wore a Chanel dress to the Golden Globes that everyone hated. It had these big puffy things. I loved it. You know, in Asia, they're very cutting edge in fashion. And I think she, you know, gave a little shot of energy into the usual boring stuff. She wore Chanel last night, too. More classic. And she looked gorgeous.
Disa Philadelphia, an LA-based entertainment reporter here chewing over the Oscars with us. Thanks, Disa.
Thank you.